Last school year was pretty bad for the Franklin Township School District. Like, national news bad.
School buses have been disappearing in Indiana. That's largely because school districts are having trouble paying for them.
You probably remember Franklin Township school officials started charging families steep fees to ride their buses. The district lost nearly 40% of its tax revenues to Indiana's new property tax cap, more than $16 million. Indiana General Assembly members eventually outlawed the busing fees, but they also say they came up with a remedy for districts hit hard by the property tax caps.
I want to welcome everybody to the reconstituted Distressed Student Appeals Board.
The DUAB, or DUAB as the state panel is known, is more or less that remedy. State lawmakers unanimously voted to give 35 Indiana school districts who've lost the most to the property tax caps the option to go before DUAB for help, for a loan from the state's rainy day fund, or for the ability to refinance their debt to ease some of the pressure on their budgets. And at the state panel's first meeting late last month, guess which district was the first to speak?
Franklin Township Schools ranks 297.
Franklin Township Finance Director Chad Blacklock says DUAB's help has given the district a way out of its financial troubles.
It's a long-term plan. Property tax caps are here to stay. We've got to make sure we have a plan to make our debt payments and to fund transportation and do the necessary maintenance on our buildings.
Debt, transportation, buildings, all expenses that property taxes pay for in school districts. And Indiana schools are losing a combined $195 million this year to the property tax caps. But of the 35 districts who qualified for DUAB's help, only three applied to receive the remedy, and that isn't to say that the districts that did not apply are without need. Many of the computers at Crawfordsville's Hose Elementary are nearly a decade old, but there's no plan to replace them. Crawfordsville officials zeroed out their technology fund and made some other cuts this year. District business manager Scott Bowling says they had to. The property tax caps cost Crawfordsville officials $1.2 million they need to pay an old debt.
You know, the reason we're up against property tax caps is because we built a high school in 1993. I cannot do anything about 1993.
Crawfordsville schools qualified for the DUAB remedy. Administrators thought about applying for it, but decided against it. Bowling says in this case, taxpayers would pay more over the long run to refinance the district's debt. And he says other districts aren't keen on opening their books to DUAB panel members. He guesses they're not perceived as, quote, friendly to public schools. But what worries Bowling is this question. What happens when a district has to, say, build another school? Buildings mean debt, and debt gets paid out of property tax revenues. And the only way around the property tax cap is if voters pass a referendum. Bowling says he's worried the referendums won't pass. But supporters of the cap say that's the point.
There's a new dynamic at work, and that is that taxpayers now have a seat at the table.
State Budget Director and DUAB Chair Adam Horst says school districts used to be able to raise property taxes largely unchecked. Now, if they want to raise property taxes, they'll have to sell voters on their plans.
I think it's a question of how compelling is the case and how well are they making their arguments and candidly, what actions have they taken to make sure that they've done everything that they can first before they ask for that next dollar of tax money.
Horst points out there are already districts in which Indiana voters have decided to raise their own taxes for the benefit of schools. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.